Yeah.
Baruch Hashem.
Good morning. Good morning, Rabotai. Welcome to Breakfast and the Class, dedicated in loving memory of Gloria Irani. Alea Shalom, Lilu Nishmat Gloria Bat Rachel, sponsored by her son, Richard Irani. As well, sponsored by Natalie and Michael Dweck, dedicated in honor of Rabbi Farhi, Rabbi Mizrahi, Haron, and the entire Safra community. That's you guys. For giving us an amazing home for the past couple of years. Breakfast in the Class is dedicated for the Rifuah Shlema of Eliyahu Ben Ivet, sponsored by Joey Jerome. As well, Breakfast in the Class is sponsored by Ellie Sigler, dedicated in honor of Rabbi Farhi. It has been exactly 1 year since I found Rabbi Farhi, and my life has totally changed. Hazaku Baruch, thank you. And he does it in honor of David E. Ash and his ability to see good in everyone every day. That's fantastic, by the way. Okay. As well, Breakfast in the Class is dedicated loving memory of Sharon Betesh Aliyah Shalom Nishmat, Sharon Batsara, sponsored by Stephen and Rebecca Betesh. My friends, finally, the week of Kobru, sponsored by David E. Ash, in honor of you and your substantial capacity to do good today and every day. We'd like to wish, on behalf of the entire community, a tremendous Mazal Tov to Isaac Syed and what was once Esther Haddad, who is now Esther Syed as well, on their marriage last night. It was a magnificent simcha, Baruch Hashem. Isaac is a stalwart of our minyan, and he never misses, and we're looking forward to that amazing streak of never missing this entire week, where it is our gift to him and his gift to us that he brings us Yehi Shem. Okay, let us begin. The pasuk says, V'natati shalom ba'aretz. And I will place, if you listen to my words, God says, I will place shalom ba'aretz. I will place peace in the land. And Rashi says something unbelievable. He says about these words, V'natati shalom ba'aretz, he says that when it comes to shalom, when a person has shalom, shalom creates everything. And he quotes a pasuk where the pasuk says, Oseh shalom ubore et hakol. Oseh shalom, God makes peace and creates everything with it. That means on a surface level, there are two separate things that God does. He's doing one and he's doing another. But on a deeper level, the pasukim are telling us that it is the Oseh Shalom which creates everything. And I want to share just an idea about this. There's a rabbi whose name was Rabbi Israel Tauber. He was close, he was one of the Gidolim, he was close with all the Gidolim. And he was issued an invitation to come to the house of Baba Sali Alev HaShalom. Anyway, who's going to say no to an incredible invitation for Baba Sali? He comes to the house and the rabbanit lets him in. He says, the rabbi is waiting for you. He ushers him in. He says, please, come, eat with us. Okay? The rabbi sits down. The rabbanit starts bringing in, unbelievable, one food after the next. Every food, every dish, more mishubach, more delicious than the next. Of course, they were Moroccans, so the Moroccans really know their food. Nachon, Ariel, right? They really know their akil. The food is excellent. Yishtabach shemo. Baba Sali doesn't say one word to the rabbi since inviting him to come eat. He turns to his wife, he says, wow, I don't know exactly what might be at the table, but I'm sure there was fish in the tomato sauce with delicious spices and peppers and onions, like the Moroccans know how to make fish, me'en olam haba, right? And then there's dips of every different type and kind. There's a hilbe that she made by herself that will knock your head off. And everything that she's making, everything that comes out, Baba Sali's talking to his wife, saying how wonderful it is, how special, how delicious, how this has flavor, how this is fantastic. For 1 hour, the rabbi is sitting there, and Baba Sali is talking to his wife, mostly about the meal, complimenting her, saying how great it is. He doesn't say one word to the rabbi. He's laughing, he's saying words in Arabic the rabbi never heard in his life. If he listened to Breakfast in the Class, maybe he would have known some of these words, but, you know, it wasn't around back in the day. So he's sitting there clueless, but understanding that the rabbi is talking about food for an hour. Finally, he finishes, and the rabbi says, thank you so much for coming to join us. After about 2 minutes, the rabbi finds himself outside the house again, having eaten like a king, but wondering why in the world Baba Sali asked him to come for a meeting and then didn't talk to him. And it's only after he's sitting on the front step of the house of Baba Sali, Zichrono Levracha, that he realizes what that was. You see, Rabbi Tauba used to work a lot in inyanim, in matters of shalom bayit ben ish le'ishto, of peace in the home between a husband and wife. And what the rabbi was communicating to him was to illustrate, to communicate, to pass on that the ideas of shalom bayit, this is such an important concept, that if your wife has made you a delicious meal, that you spend the time and you notice everything. You know, a lot of times, and I'm guilty, as guilty of this as everybody else. You know, your wife makes a meal, and you feel like you're a great husband, because you told her, wow, the challah this week, yeah, any. There are clouds that are not as soft as this challah. Then your wife brings out something. You said, you complimented the challah and the chicken. But what you didn't, and you think you're a great husband. But the truth is, complimenting the challah and the chicken means that you didn't compliment the roast beef, the string beans, the hamad, the rice. All of those took work. They took time. And even though you feel great that you noticed two things, there's another six things you didn't notice. All that took time, that are worthy of a thank you, that are worthy of noticing, they're worthy of a compliment. Now, I think what the rabbi was trying to communicate with Rabbi Tauber is an incredibly important idea. You know, when we read these words, Vinatati shalom ba'aretz, that I'll place peace in the land. What do we think about? We think about the impossible geopolitical situation that's going on in the land of Eretz Israel. We think about the fighting. We think about the security risks. You know, this morning, the Supreme Court in Israel actually just ruled that it is legal for them to make a military base right on the border of the West Bank, I think it was. I was reading it quickly this morning. I was just thinking, I'm sure that's going to go down like a house. That'll go down deliciously. I'm sure everyone will be very happy about that. They might have to do that, but, you know, it's a funny thing to have that happen in that way. That's what you think of in Atati Shalom Ba'aretz. You think of war and peace. So God is talking about placing peace in the land of Israel. But my friends, that's not what Shalom means. That is also what Shalom means, but that's not what Shalom means. Shalom doesn't mean what Baba Sali was teaching the rabbi is. Shalom doesn't mean, shalom bayit doesn't mean not fighting with your wife. Shalom bayit doesn't mean not yelling or screaming or having emotionally abusive behavior. Shalom bayit doesn't even mean not arguing. Shalom bayit means so much more than not arguing. And this is what Rashi is communicating to us. You want to create something. You can only create something on a foundation of shalom. And that's not the lack of fighting. That is when a person is shalem, is whole with his wife. Shalom bayit is also true about a child and his parents. It's this harmony that sits in the home when people are actually getting along. So the rabbi was communicating. Everybody is worried about which course they need to take for Shalom Bayit, which classes they need to go to, which sefarim they need to learn. And it's a great thing. But you know what? There's something a little simpler. You know, they say a great, it was a beautiful line. They say, you know, that a person who on Motzei Shabbat, I forget exactly what the nature of the Sigula is. I think it's if he takes Shabbat out very late and he leaves the table set until late Motzei Shabbat, You know, it's a segula for shalom bayit. And I remember once an Adam Gadol Me'od said, you know what else is a segula for shalom bayit? Rolling up your sleeves and cleaning up the tablecloth yourself. And you don't need to wait until late Motzei Shabbat in order to get that segula. Doing the dishes, sweeping the floor, noticing, saying thank you. The idea of shalom bayit should be so simple and straightforward that you shouldn't need a class for it. You should be a mensch. And if you want to create a relationship, if you don't have that, you have nothing. And we don't mean that you're not fighting. That's not what we're talking about here. We mean when a person is shalem with someone, when they're whole with them, they are completely with them. So to be completely with someone means to share in their difficulties and in their high moments, to understand and feel when something is difficult or something is painful and to be there for it, and vice versa as well, for them to be that way for you. But what amazes me is the way Baba Sali went about teaching this lesson to the rabbi. He didn't call him up and say, look, you know what's really important? What's really important is you should tell the guy, tell the men to compliment their wives. He showed the rabbi that even Baba Sali, who, unbelievable, the guy had Ruach HaKodesh. He was maybe the holiest Jew that we've had in the last 150 years. You know, his Shmirat HaAinayim, his Kedushat HaGuf, his mikveh, his learning in Kabbalah, his Ben Adam Nachavero. He was unbelievable. But he was not above sitting and having this conversation. And I have to tell you something that I learned from this story that was very painful for me. Because you look at this story, and I'll ask you again, what do you think the lesson was? What was Baba Sali showing Rabbi Israel Tower? That shalom bayit means to compliment your wife. I think there's something else in the story as well. Can anyone here figure it out? Maybe the lesson he was teaching him was that shalom bayit sometimes means to ignore your guests. He wasn't just inviting him so he could see. He was inviting him so he could see that he wasn't paying attention to him and he was paying attention to his wife. How often, the guests at the table, the guests, I'm not going to get up and clean the table, leave them by themselves. Oh, that's so nice of you that you care about the guests more than your wife. So nice of you, so wonderful of you. You're such a wonderful person. You know, it's amazing sometimes how stupid we are. And someone just needs to point it out to you, a real role model needs to point it out to you. You realize, how are you going to build on a relationship when your wife feels like there's things that are more important than her? Or your husband feels that he's not the most important thing in the house to you? By the way, I keep saying this, kids included, your kids are not more important than your husband. And your kids are not more important than your wife. They come second. When you have that, you can build anything. If you have a yesod, a foundation which is strong, again, not fighting, that's the minimum. But love, attention, understanding, forgiveness, compassion, celebrating when they're right, when they win, even if it's at your expense, then you have something. So I always thought, v'natati shalom ba'aretz, our minds immediately jump to the security situation between us and our cousins, the Arabs across the border. But you know what we're doing when we think that? We're taking the easy way out. V'natati shalom ba'aretz. First talk to me about whether or not we have peace between Jews and Jews. And then after that, we could have a conversation about what the status is of the peace between Jews and Arabs. Do we have peace between Jews and Jews? Do Jews hate Jews in the land of Israel? They do. Do Jews hate Jews? It's not only a local disease in Israel. Jews hate Jews here too. Vinatati shalom ba'aretz. It's so easy to say, oh yeah, yeah, we're praying for the Arabs. That's what we're praying for. We're praying for us. And if that's the case, we pray it every single day, at least three times. And that's without Birkat HaMazon. Stop thinking about your enemies. Start at home. Start in the family. Start with our people. Hu yaseh shalom ve'al kol Yisrael ve'emiru amen. I always wonder what that word was, ve'al kol Yisrael. Why don't we say ve'al Yisrael? I think that that's the challenge. We like to think to ourselves that, yeah, there's a mitzvah to have shalom with some of Israel. But there's always that one guy, or that one girl, or that one group, or that one type, or that one personality. Them, I'm supposed to hate. I have to hate them. I'll call Israel. We should be zoche be'ezrat Hashem to try and figure this out in our lifetime. Because if we solved shalom internally, then we wouldn't have issues externally. The only way there's a problem with shalom externally is if, as our chachamim tell us, we give our enemies the axe with which to chop us down. If we don't have shalom here, then they don't have shalom with us. And if we have shalom here, then they have no bone to pick. And they cannot succeed against Am Yisrael. So how do you fix these intractable problems? I think that's the final lesson from Baba Sali. How do you fix the most difficult, hard machloket between husbands, wives, families? I think that's the last lesson. Sometimes it's not about solving the problem. It's not about solving this super difficult monetary issue. It's not about solving this super thorny old family fight from three generations ago. It's about being a mensch right now. And when you're sitting across from a mensch right now, then Oseh Shalom Ubore Tako, you could build anything on that. That's how you build the bridges. Not by trotting out a 50-year-old fight and trying to figure out how to address every issue and how to answer every criticism and how to explain every problem. There's nothing to build on. Nobody cares what you have to say about that fight. Nobody cares about what you have to say about this disagreement until they see you acting like a mensch now. So how do you begin to reconcile? You don't look backwards. You don't look in the past. You look in the present. This fish is delicious. I saw your children going to school. I know that we're not friendly, but I just thought I should tell you. Each one of your kids was walking with respect, with dignity. They were happy. You've done a wonderful job raising your children. Thank you. There's nothing more surprising to a person who you don't get along with than being nice to them. It confuses the heck out of them. Kindness they weren't expecting. Oseh Shalom uBorei et Hakol. Hashem should bless us to build platforms for growth in all of our relationships and in all of our spheres and amongst our people. And through that process, we will eliminate the Shalom issues that we have on the outside by taking care of them on the inside. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.